slechte ervaring.
Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.
Yo, mic check, 1, 2. We did a lot of these motherfuckers now, you know what I'm saying? You now rocking with episode 22?
Yeah,
episode deuce of the Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm your host, John.
I'm your other host, Josh.
And yeah, you know, if the audio sounds a little different, we are at another undisclosed location.
Yeah, we're in a Serious Rap Shit bomb shelter.
Yeah, because we're in the war bunker.
Yeah, because apparently we're at war. So
we welcome to World War III.
Yeah,
sponsored by Trump Towers.
Yep.
I wonder if Trump's gonna start making like cruiser missiles
with like gold Trump,
the gold on the side. With the Trump on the side. Yeah. Fuck.
Well, yeah. Apparently he profited. Like he had stock in the company that made the bombs.
You asshole.
And so when
he
dropped the bombs and their stock went up, he made money off of it.
He dived in his money bin.
Yeah, like Scrooge McDuck. It's
like fucking Scrooge McDuck, you fucking piece of shit.
He did the backstroke in all his gold coins.
Oh my God. But in his defense, rich people have lots of investments.
Yeah.
He may not have known.
No, I'm sure he
You sure he knew
know.
What it was?
I'm sure
oh,
he
man.
He
knew
was like, hold
it
on,
was.
Hold on. Don't use those missiles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Use the ones that I have stock in.
It was like Call of Duty. Sure. He was switching through the weapons.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Use.
Exactly. He's hitting star,
yeah,
star.
Yeah.
He got to the drones that he had. Yo, what's crazy too was like they said like military experts were giving him shit because like he didn't bomb runways. Like the stuff that he was supposed to be
bombing,
he like bombed some like weapons like holders or like weapons
yeah.
bases and shit like that, but didn't bomb the runway. Like they were up using the same airport that he supposedly bombed. They were using those runways again the next day.
This nigga was bombing like the newspaper kiosk.
Yeah, exactly.
On the side. This nigga bombed the hot dog stand.
Exactly. Yeah.
You asshole.
He was bombing the Annie Ann's they had on the on the military base and shit.
Nigga bombed the Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. Yeah. Shout out to the people of Syria. This shit is fucked up.
Yeah, it's a crazy situation.
Yeah, and we don't co-sign that shit.
Nah.
We don't
co-sign either side.
We don't fuck with a side.
Nah.
Nor do we fuck with Trump.
Nah.
So yeah. Shout out to that. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm gonna keep getting distracted because we're sitting by a window.
Yeah.
And I just saw a guy and his kid walk by and I was like, oh, people.
Yeah.
So I feel like I don't know. Keep me on track.
Yeah, I'll keep you. You don't have the wrong person to keep you on track.
Keep me on track. Yeah, I remember that from algebra, 1997.
So over the weekend, dog. I mean, we had a pretty eventful. You had a fairly eventful weekend. You were out there doing stuff,
doing mad shit.
Productive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
being productive. We're both productive.
Yeah. Oh no, definitely
doing shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. This weekend was popping. Shout out to the Black Tribbles, you know.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Philly's finest black nerd culture collective. They invited me out to a recording of one of their podcasts, the Triple Tang podcast. And it was real dope. Like, I was DJing, you know, setting the vibes or whatever.
Yeah.
We were at Amalgam Comics.
Shout out
also,
to Amalgam Comics.
You know, hosted our Serious Rap Shit live show. So that was cool. And, you know, it was like games, people, you know, drinking beers, hanging out, you know what I mean? Playing like trivia and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was cool, you know.
Shout out
to my man, Doogie13, who had a birthday party.
Yeah, shout out to him. Happy birthday, dude.
Yeah, you know, happy birthday at a party at Amalgam the next day.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't able to attend because, you know, I got kids and stuff. And
shout out to your kids.
Yeah, shout out to my kids. No, yeah, but no, yeah. Let's keep it real. I had my kids, so I couldn't really get out. You know what I mean? But,
yeah.
You know, I'm spending quality time with them.
Listen, some people kids ain't never around.
Yeah. Some people just don't ever even be around their kids.
Shout out to that nigga. Yeah. We not even going to name you, nigga.
No.
But, it's funny because I was at a really cool spot in Philly, South Bowl.
Yes.
In South Philly. And, you know, it's a bowling alley slash bar slash restaurant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, multi-entertainment type shit.
This shit is lit. Yeah. It's lit. It's a real nice place. You know what I mean? I showed up. You know, the staff is always really nice. The Sixers game was on, like, the big screens and shit. It was dope. But after I DJed for about, 4 hours, I'm playing, everything under the sun. I'm packing up, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to call Uber, go home, let me go to the bathroom real quick. I went to the bathroom, and somebody has stuffed a fucking whole, like, I don't know how many, 32?
The big bottle, yeah.
The big bottle of Hennessy down the toilet.
It's a lit night. That means it was lit.
That's how you know it was popping. A nigga had a whole bottle of Henny stuffed in the toilet.
Yeah.
And alongside it, there were... two shirts, like an undershirt and then a t-shirt or maybe a long sleeve. I don't fucking know. But there was clothing stuffed under the toilet and a long plastic, like, medical feeding tube or something.
Yeah.
So I suspect that this person snuck a bottle of Henny into this fine establishment that sells alcohol.
Yes.
For a reasonable price. And homeboy or home gal was just sitting there,
guzzling it out.
Guzzling a bottle of Henny through a long sippy straw under their clothes.
Yeah.
It's the strangest thing.
I don't endorse that. Only because I can't drink Henny no more. But if it was a bottle of Grey Goose, I got it perfectly. I'd say, hey, listen, what I mean? You gotta live your life.
You've done that.
Yes.
With the straw, yeah.
Definitely.
Henny, I'm trying to think of the last time. Oh, I'm not gonna name this club. I was working with a couple of the homies on like a party.
Yeah, yeah.
Two sisters in the city were like trying to set up a party. They were like, yo, will you help organize this with us? And we went to one of these clubs in Philly. I'm not going to name you, but we went there and we're like talking to the manager. Yo, we trying to rent this spot, throw a party, blah, 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 blah. And I'm at the bar. And I'm like, okay, let me order a drink. You know what I mean? Tip the bartender.
Yeah.
Regular shit. Dog, I ordered a Blue Moon, which is not at all an expensive beer.
Nah.
And a shot of Henny. They charged me $20 for that shit. $20 fucking.
That's crazy.
And we wasn't even in like Center City for real, for real.
Yeah.
Like we were like kind of... I don't want to give out too much. So I don't want to slander these people because I may have to do business with them at some point, but I won't because fuck you and your drinks. But it was Center City adjacent.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dog, why does a shot and a bottle of reasonably priced beer anywhere else in the city?
Yeah.
Why does that cost $20? You know what I mean?
Nah, that's insane.
Yeah. So we ended up not throwing a party there. I was like, I'm not throwing a party here, and people come in and they getting gouged for drinks.
Yeah, dude. Because the Blue Moon's maybe $3-4.
Yeah, maybe. Like $4 up the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So that means they charge you like $16 for a fucking shot of Henny?
Come on.
Like, you get a bottle of, like a fifth of Henny for what I mean? For less than that. So,
come on.
Nah, that's insane. Last time I drank Henny, I blacked out.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, and I don't remember. Like, I don't remember the night. Like,
I love how you were about to tell the story. You're like, last time I drunk Henny. Wait, I blacked out.
Yeah, I don't remember the night. Like, I just remember getting fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I woke up the next day, and I was, first thing I was looking for, I was at my uncle's house, and the first thing I asked him, when I woke up, was like, yo, where's my gun at?
Oh, shit.
And he was
where'd
like,
my
oh,
gun go?
Here it is. He handed it to me, and there was three, I went to check it, and there was three bullets missing from the clip. So
that's
I'm like,
terrible.
All right, so I might have killed somebody last night. Don't really know.
I don't even remember what happened.
I killed or maimed somebody last night. Not sure.
Oh, man. And I've edited all of that out.
Nah, it's cool. I passed the statute of limitations, right?
There's no statute of limitations on murder, my friend.
Right. Well, it was a while ago.
Maybe if y'all, Charlie, maybe, if you know What's the statute of limitations on shooting and maiming somebody?
I'm not sure. It's probably a good it's 10 years.
Assault with a deadly weapon. What's the statute of limitations on that in Pennsylvania?
Maybe 10 years.
Because I know certain shit.
Somebody hit us back with that information. I might really need to know that information, so somebody hit me back with that information.
If you like this podcast and you want it to continue.
Yeah, definitely.
That's fine, because I'm editing all of that shit out.
But I ain't had Henny in forever, dog. I can't do brown liquor no more, man.
Yo, really? No. I don't know. I don't fuck with like the clear shit no more. When I was younger, I fucked with the clear shit.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, nah, I'm cool. Brown is cool with me.
Nah, I can't do brown, dog.
Really? Nah. You start shooting at people?
Yeah. Nah, you know what? Like, dog, it's the smell now. I can't even take the smell.
So you got fucked up real bad on it.
Well, you know what? And maybe not even like whiskey and shit like that. Like, I might be able to drink that, but yo, like, if I smell Hennessy, I literally get sick to my stomach. If
what?
I'm that bad. Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, I used to go in, like, you know what I mean? Like,
he was a Henny boy back in the day.
Two double shots of Henny, like, when I walked in. Like, that was the move. Two double shots of Henny so I could get the, you know, get feeling groovy.
Yeah, yeah.
Not no more. I can't do that shit no more, so.
Yo, like, I feel like, what's that spot we went to for Alyssa's birthday? Yakitori Boy?
Yes. Yeah. Yakitori Boy down on 11th Street.
Yeah, the karaoke spot. I was definitely drinking shots of Henny that night.
Really?
I was drinking
Grey Goose like I always drink.
Word. Shout out to the Goose.
Yeah, shout out to the... Hey, listen, you know, you want to sponsor the podcast.
Grey Goose. Like, come on.
You know what, too? You can edit this out.
Okay.
Alizé followed us on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And saying, Alizé, holla at us. I will drink your poison. I will drink your liquor all the time and pose with it. Yeah. I will literally do poses every day. I will post pictures of me posing with bottles of Alizé.
I will drink your fermented Jolly Rancher water.
Exactly.
Shout out to Alizé.
And speaking of Alizé, the god of Alizé, Pac, he used to be all over that. Thug Passion.
Oh, yeah.
Style of Alizé.
New drink.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pac trying to make that a thing. He was creative.
Yes.
He's mad creative. Yeah. Niggas wasn't like designing drinks in rap songs.
That
not
was
at all.
Yeah, that was before the designer drinks and rap songs.
Oh my god. Yeah, Who came up with an Incredible Hulk?
I don't know.
Who invented that?
As far as I know, UT's Lounge. That was the only place.
We gotta do a whole UT Lounge episode.
Classic stories for UT.
Yeah,
Lounge,
we gotta though. Oh man. Okay. Shout out niggas don't know about that. Niggas like,
UT's
what?
Lounge was the shit.
Niggas like, what are y'all talking about? This is the Den of Thieves.
Yes. I won't go into that. I'll tell you off the air.
We gotta edit half of that out.
Pac, you know, he has the movie coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know who it's directed by.
It was John Singleton.
Yeah.
But they pulled him off. I think it's Benny Boom now.
Maybe. I think
it might be Benny Boom. Shout out to Benny Boom, who I think is from Philly.
Maybe.
Yeah, shout out to him.
But the first trailer finally dropped. Like, they had like a little teaser trailer a couple months ago that came out. That looked cool or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they dropped like the first official trailer and it looks good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It looks intriguing. Bo look just like him.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, about as close as you can get to like looking like somebody.
Yeah.
I noticed they got Biggie in it and they used the ball that they used
from Notorious?
From Notorious.
Oh shit. Shout out to that dude.
Yeah. So they brought him back in. Nice. So like he got a second acting gig. Shout out to him.
Word.
But it looks good. I'm just so worried because like anything you see when they cover anybody like that. Like, when they cover Pac and shit like that, they'll do stories on them on, like, VH1 or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so concentrated on, like, the Death Row year.
Death Row, yeah.
Not even Death Row years, because it literally was on Death Row less than a year.
Yeah. He had a whole career.
Yeah, he has a whole career before that. Yeah, four albums or whatever before that. Three albums before that. Like, a whole, like, life before Death Row. And I'm just afraid that becomes way too much of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, like, you know, we saw what they did with the NWA story and how they shaped it and made that what they wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little worried about that, but I'm hoping it really I'm hoping it covers more than just that fucking era.
Yeah, I think it will, but I don't want it to gloss over. Like I want to see his mom and like the Panthers and the influence that you know, because set he was in
so
his
much
life
more of an artist than just Thug Life, like,
yeah,
you know what
absolutely
I mean?
Absolutely.
So I want him to like, I wanted to cover more than just that. And I mean, like, his mom was supposedly like really involved in it,
mm-hmm.
so hopefully it does. Like, I'm sure she wants more than just the image of the, you know, thug rapper type thing. Like, I'm absolutely sure she wants more than just that image out there.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it covers more than that.
And his mom's a brilliant woman, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So yeah, maybe her influence will, you know. And I don't really know Benny Boom. He directed a lot of like hip hop videos.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't really know what his aesthetic is or his politics are as a filmmaker. So that would be interesting for me,
definitely,
at least, to see, you know, how he handles that story. I'm pretty sure it's Benny Boom because I think Singleton got like kicked off the movie or something happened, and then he was on Breakfast Club like shading it a little while ago. Like, oh man, I saw it, it's whack, it's trash, blah, blah, blah. But that could be like you just salty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
John Singleton's not above being petty.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely not above being petty.
He was throwing subs at Tyra Banks in Baby Boy because they broke up. And then he's like subbing her in the movie. The scene where Omar Gooding, or as we affectionately call him, Omar Gooding Jr.
Yeah, Omar Gooding Jr. Yo, I literally was like, well, it's Omar Gooding Jr. What do you mean?
Yeah. He definitely doesn't have a father named Omar Gooding. But in the scene where he's out on the Ave, and he's been boosting him and Jody, and he's trying to sell the woman the dress, and he's like, I saw Tyra Banks wearing this dress in a magazine, and you find it to her. I'm like, you going to sub your own ex in a movie, John Singleton? So, yeah, he's petty.
Yeah, he got a petty award on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but, I don't know. I'm hyped to see the Pac movie. I love hip-hop movies. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So
that might be the next serious rap shit movie outing.
Screen that. Get a bootleg copy.
Yeah.
Do niggas even do bootlegs?
Nah,
anymore?
It's all internet, dog. Actually, you know what? I do be seeing sometimes, like, I've been in the Popeyes around my way, and cats will come in with like a bag with like, yo, got the DVDs, got the DVDs. So yeah, I mean, I meant with like we could go like we did with the Get Out and just
the outing. Yeah, oh, okay, yeah,
like
I'm with that. Hell yeah,
you know what I mean?
You ever see the Korean lady that be in Logan with the bootlegs?
Yes,
dog.
Yeah.
She's a tough motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because she be in the worst hoods.
Yes.
And she's like 4 foot something.
Yeah.
And she'll run down on you with a bunch of DVDs.
Yes.
She might have a blicky
on 40 cal.
She might have a blicky. Because, I've seen her in like the worst neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And roll up on you.
Yeah.
I got DVDs.
Yeah.
Oh, where? You do?
Yeah,
all right.
That's a cash business. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I'm thinking solely as a stick up boy. It's a cash business.
That's who you're gonna rob. The old Korean lady with the bootlegs.
Listen, and you could come up with some bootleg. You know, you might get a good movie.
Win.
So
I definitely saw.
Give me all your cash and that copy of Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
I need that too.
I need all your money, and I need that new Madea Goes to Syria. Holla at me.
Madea gets peace in the Middle East.
Yeah. Yo. Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
If you listen in, Tyler Perry, we got Madea episode, or we got Madea movie ideas on deck.
Yes.
Just fly us out to Atlanta, put us up for like a week, lock us in a room. We got to go out, you know, at night to go to strip clubs and shit. You know what I mean? Because, you know.
Yeah, it's research.
We strip club boys.
Yeah.
But we'll crank out at least 7 Madea movies in a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
7 Madea movies in a week.
And we'll work for under union scale.
Yeah. Definitely.
We'll scab it up. You know what I mean?
So
if Charlie.
Giant rats outside our outside our hotel and shit.
Shout out to niggas in unions. We appreciate y'all. We support organized labor.
Yes.
Charlie, if you're listening, you are.
You got peoples down in Atlanta.
You from Atlanta? Or you might not be from there, but you be down in Atlanta.
Yeah.
plug us in with Tyler Perry, dog.
Yes.
We got ideas on deck. Yeah. So, yeah.
Is his crib like the joint that's in Boondocks? That fake
fake joint? Yeah. Yo, Boondocks was like, I don't even, Boondocks was high-key homophobic on a lot of those episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you watch that shit now. You used to watch Boondocks before you was woke and be laughing and shit. Now you watch that shit, you're like, I can't fuck with a lot of this.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was definitely questionable.
Hell yeah.
But with the Pac joint coming out, apparently Suge Knight now is saying that he knows who killed Tupac.
Suge Knight, this dude, Suge Knight is like your kid who.
Is he still blind?
He was blind.
Like this nigga was blind.
Yo, this nigga went to court and told the judge, I'm legally blind. I could
Came
not have
been with a cane and a dog and shit.
My man had a service dog.
A giant red suit.
He had a cane, a red suit. He had a piano. This nigga was wilding out. Suge Knight is like your kid who's been fucking up since like kindergarten.
Yeah.
And now they like 23. And every time they hit your phone, you gotta look, you gotta hit ignore.
Yeah.
The world, hip hop collectively, has to start hitting the ignore button on Suge Knight. This nigga says something, none of y'all blogs, DJ Booth, Ambrosia for Heads, none of y'all blog niggas, don't cover that shit.
Nah.
We gotta collectively hit the ignore button on this nigga. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's the worst, dog.
But then again, maybe he's speaking facts.
Maybe he is. Because you know what? When he said it was like his former head of security and their girlfriend and his girlfriend or I think it's Suge's ex-girlfriend and his former head of security plotted it together so they could take over Death Row Records.
Yeah, because
it was actually, they were trying to hit Suge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They end up hitting Pop.
Which may actually be true because I think... Like, I think the security bull that was working in that night or whatever said, I don't think Pac was supposed to ride with Suge. I think he was supposed to ride with somebody. I think he might have supposed to be riding with the Outlaws who were in the car behind the
Suge. He said, nah, fuck that, I'm riding with Suge.
Yeah, and rode with Suge. And rode with Suge. So maybe, like, it could possibly be true.
But why would Suge ride alone?
I don't know.
He doesn't strike me as a... he doesn't strike me as a move alone kind
type of
guy.
Of dude.
What I mean?
He doesn't. And they would go to like his club, like he had a club out in LA. I mean Vegas or something.
Vegas,
like that.
Yeah. That just seems odd to me.
Yeah.
That he's just riding we got 900 niggas in this caravan and Suge will be in the car alone.
Yeah, exactly.
That just seems weird.
Yeah. I don't know, but I do know like that I think I'm pretty sure like that was the story. Like Pac wasn't supposed to ride with him and then decided to ride with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, you know, it was one of those choices by fate type things. He was supposed to be like in the back seat of another car or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But
jeez.
I don't know. He possibly could be telling the truth.
Who knows? Why'd he wait so long?
I don't think he gave a fuck. Like he tries to put out there like he gave a fuck. Or his, I'm not snitching, but now that I'm on trial for murder, maybe I'll snitch and maybe that'll help me out.
It'll help
some
me
way.
Out on some shit, yeah.
And then supposedly he says I know who killed Biggie too, or some shit like that. That was the article.
It was the
reading.
Muslim boy with the bow tie.
Yeah.
Everybody know that.
Yeah, it was one of his like the Rampart Bulls.
One of the LA niggas.
Yeah, the dirty cop.
Cops killed Biggie.
Yeah.
Like, we know that.
It was hired, like supposedly it was hired by somebody or whatever. I think he's saying he knows who hired the
who
bull
did the yeah, who actually put the contract.
Like, dog,
out.
Why are you waiting this long? We're talking about 20 years since
you piece
the,
of
the,
shit.
Yeah, since the shootings for both of them. Like
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, we just need to hit a mute button on that.
We don't
want to
hear nothing from you, Suge.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear who killed Big. We don't want to hear who killed Pac. We don't want to hear about how they faked the moon landing.
No. Nah.
We don't want no conspiracies from you, dog.
Yeah. I guarantee you Suge's a flat earther.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, he definitely on that flat earth shit.
Hell yeah. Who? Shaq. Shaq came out and said he was joking with that shit.
I think somebody pulled him to the side like, that's not a good look,
dog. It was
like,
listen. We know you're a moron, but the world doesn't have to know. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, shout out to Shaq.
Yeah.
Sorry for putting you in the same sentence as Suge Knight.
Yeah, exactly.
That was disrespectful. We apologize.
Yeah, he's a terrible human being. You're fairly terrible.
Yeah.
Nah, supposedly Shaq's a good dude.
Shaq's a good dude. I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it. He seems like
he's a good dude.
He's not good to... You know what Shaq's problem is? Shaq don't like other centers.
Yeah.
He
feel low key be hating.
He's a fucking asshole on any center. He was hating on Joel Embiid
so hard,
so bad. Like he's like, oh, sense. He was going back and forth with one of them other fucking dickheads on that show that he's on. The guy was like, well, he's averaging, you know, 30 points per 40 minutes or whatever. Yeah. He's like, well, that don't mean nothing. I'm like, Shaq, come on, dog.
He's a hater, dog.
Yeah, he don't like any nigga that's over like 6'10".
Yeah.
He don't fuck with him.
Yo, did you see that Ben Simmons grew like 2 inches?
He did.
He's about to be like 7 foot.
How old is this nigga, like 12?
He's only like maybe 19.
Oh, man.
I don't think he's 20 yet.
Dog. So we going to have a 7 foot point guard.
7 foot point guard, dog.
Jesus Christ. I want to chip with him on the Sixers on live.
Hey, listen.
Yeah. Listen. Multiple chips. We I think we like three-peated.
Hey, listen, I wish that could happen.
Yeah.
Need that to happen in the city.
You know how happy that shit will make me?
Yeah.
If the Sixers win any championship in my lifetime.
Can we do it? Like, can we do the parade down near the True Religion store so I can ride and get some shit out of True Religion
Rob
store?
The True Religion store? I'm about to take it back to, like, I'm going to start shopping at City Blue again this summer.
City Blue and Lady Blue, too.
Yeah. Take it back to City Blue, Lady Blue. Oh, man. Shout out to City Blue.
Yeah, shout out to them. Fuck Shug. Like, don't let me put on that motherfucker.
Fuck you, Shug. Well, fuck with you, nigga.
Yeah, nah. Doc, did you see that apparently RIAA, who do like the certifications for like platinum status and all that shit. Yeah, well, first, shout out to J. Cole because he went platinum again with no feature.
No feature. Yeah. J. Cole's never had a feature on any of his songs.
Never.
He's never
the
even
greatest artist of all time.
He's never even rapped with another rapper.
No.
Like, he's never even been in a cypher,
no,
J. Cole.
He doesn't do that because he's the best rapper ever to live life.
He's never even heard rap.
No.
Like, he just came out.
He invented it.
He invented it himself, and then he went out in the world like, hey, guys, look at this thing I invented. And people were like, oh, no, that's rap. And he just rolled with it. Like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But he really invented it himself.
Yeah, I mean, he came back, you know, he used the portal gun like Rick had. And
Rick and Morty.
Yeah,
portal gun.
He created hip-hop and then came back into this reality and just blessed us with his greatness and blah, blah, blah,
he's
blah,
he's in
blah,
the Get
whatever.
Down. He's one of the characters in the Get
exactly.
Down.
He's low-key Cool Herc, you don't know. Like,
oh,
you know,
man.
You
know. Fuck
but
out of here,
whatever.
Jekyll.
Like, you know, we don't want to praise him too much.
Yeah. He doesn't get that enough on the internet from you fucking emotional-ass young niggas.
Yeah.
But, nah, shout out to Kanye was the first artist certified platinum.
Yes.
Just off of the streams.
Just off of streaming, yeah.
And Kanye had mad features, you know, unlike J. Cole. Kanye is so feature happy, he took a young nigga song that was already ringing off in the clubs and just sang up in the morning, when I'm there, and just... Oh, this is a new song.
Yeah.
No, Kanye. That's Panda. Niggas knew about it already.
And the radio ran with it, though. Radio
just played
that shit,
dog. They did, dog. Anytime, like, when that record, when Panda was, like, really ringing off, anytime you go to a party, or I would go to a party, and hear a nigga play the Kanye version, like, nah, dog. Niggas don't want to hear that shit. It's nothing. He didn't do nothing to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently.
And I like the Pablo joint. I
fuck with Life of Pablo.
Life of Pablo was really good.
Absolutely.
But yeah, apparently it's certified platinum solely off of streaming. The article I read had no description on how that was based.
How it happened. I heard it was like every...
it can't be off a million streams. Like, you know what I
no,
mean?
No. It's like every... They have some kind of formula. It's like every... Excuse me. Like 5,000 streams or something equal one sale.
Okay.
Something goofy like that. You know what I mean? But I don't know. Y'all niggas, clearly streaming is becoming like the dominant music consumption format.
It's the only way I listen to music now.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm still on like tapes and vinyl, so whatever. But,
yeah, you,
but
you
I stream know. Music too.
You keep us officially hip hop.
It's questionable. It's really questionable.
You keep us officially hip hop because I ain't bought a record in. You know what I mean? I at least pay. I don't even just use free subscription. I have a subscription
to pays
Tidal.
For Tidal.
I pay,
yeah.
I support Tidal, you know, Overlord Jay-Z. You know what I mean? Shout out to him.
Shout out to Hov. For diversifying. But, I just, it clearly the record industry is, I don't want to say cooking the books, but they're trying to integrate streaming into.
They're slowly progressing. They're slowly moving into the future, fighting and pulling. You know, fighting and screaming, but they're moving into the future because that, like, I mean, listen, like you said, that's how most people get their music now.
Absolutely. Niggas not downloading. Only niggas that download shit now is like DJs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And they're coming out with platforms where you can mix off of streaming.
Oh, really?
I don't trust that shit at all.
I would just be scared there was any kind of interruption to what I like the actual, like, you know, your signal.
Yeah, yeah.
That if there's any interruption, though, while you're trying to change records, and like, it could kill the set.
You kill the vibe. Like, my computer's 1,000 years old, and when I turn my Wi-Fi on, it gets, like, hot as a fucking boilerplate.
Fucking joking, ready to blow up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't want to DJ with my Wi-Fi on all night.
It was literally lit.
Yeah, I come to the party, I walk in the club, open my laptop, I turn my Wi-Fi off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not doing that shit. Yeah, but, yeah.
That's the thing. Like, my phone right now, I think it's a 32 gig phone or some shit like that. Like, I'm supposed to have man memory.
Yeah.
They just sent me a message telling me, like, I have no memory left. I need to get rid of shit. So, like, could you imagine if I was constantly downloading music onto my phone?
Yeah,
like,
nobody's doing that.
No, I wouldn't have room on my phone. I would have to get, like, the 160 gig joint or whatever and pay $9,000 for it.
It surprises me when I hear somebody reference downloading music onto their phone today, nowadays. I'm like, oh, I didn't know people really still did that.
No, my kids just, like, jerry-rig Spotify, so it constantly gives them, like, free month subscriptions and shit like that. Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
Kids are way smarter than we are.
Yeah. I mean, they grew up with the technology, so they know how to manipulate the technology.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember, I legitimately remember buying my first DVD player and, like, wanting to break it because I couldn't figure out how to hook it up to my TV.
How does this fucking work? Yeah.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
So what do you mean it doesn't have a coax cable? There was literally no way. I didn't know how to work the fucking thing.
I
had to call my homie, like, yo, because he had got one. He was like, yo, you got to get a DVD player.
Shit is super clear.
Like,
the picture's not all warbly.
Yeah,
like
your
VHS.
Giant tube TV that you had.
Oh,
like,
man. Shout out to the big back TVs from back in the day.
Shout out to them being super heavy, though.
Oh, yeah. Don't ask me to move.
No.
Don't ask me to
move. Legitimately, if you ask me to move and you have a tube TV, I'm leaving when I come to your crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if it's like a Sony Trinitron. Them Jones.
The Trinitron.
Yo, they was waffle bottom. So, like, you grab it and it's just like dug into your hand. And they were 9,000 pounds. Like, Sony must have been moving like bricks of heroin in those Jones.
In the TVs.
Because they was super heavy.
Oh,
man. It was insane.
You could tell both of us worked in, like, appliances.
Yes.
Because you said turn the channel. I was like, oh, shit, I had a flashback.
One of the million jobs we've both had in our lives.
Oh, man. I definitely worked at a spot. Rest in peace to American Appliance.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Listen, I worked at American Appliance, and
they not cut you your last check?
I'm about to tell that story.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about, I don't know how we went from Kanye being platinum to this goofy shit, but whatever, we riding with it. So I worked for a company that was like up and down the East Coast.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It was like an appliance company.
Yeah, Delaware Valley area appliance distributor. And they had retail spots. And it was called American Appliance. I'm like 18, 19.
Yeah, something like that.
I worked on the sales floor. So, you know, I'm selling like mad appliances, blah, 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 blah. And I worked with my man Mark. Shout out to Mark.
Yeah, shout out to him.
And you know, you work all month and you get your commission check. Dog, I was busting my ass. It was summertime was coming.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get a nice commission check for summer.
Nice fresh Air Force Ones.
Air Force Ones, bag of white tees,
yes.
You know what I mean? Maybe some bandanas, multicolored joints, whatever. Fitteds, whatever. So the Gucci monogram sneaker.
Yeah, get you an orange Yankees fitted hat.
All of that shit. So when it came time to, you know, we going through the month, you know, I'm calculating, you know, all of my sales in my head. So they owe me about 3 racks, you know, on top of my 2 week
hourly.
On top of my 2 week hourly shit. So I'm sitting there. I'm in the store, and I may edit out this whole fucking thing, but I'm in the store, and a reporter from Channel 6 News in Philly calls up, and they're like,
"I remember you telling me this."
They're like, "Hey, I heard that you guys are going out of business. Do you have a statement for Channel 6 News?" I'm like, "Going out of business? This shit booming over here, yeah, dog. Exactly. Aldo told you that shit, but you mistaken. I hung up on a nigga.
Shit moving like crack out here."
Listen, it was some other shit. Me and my man had figured out how to rig the
yeah.
But I'll tell you that, you know, off the air.
We ain't
going
to incriminate ourselves. I've already done that for myself.
No, it was to... the player was nice.
Yes.
So long story short, our district manager came in. And he was like, yo, he pulled our, store manager to the side and was like, shut it down.
Yeah.
So we have to go around and tell customers, and mind you, it's probably like 6 o'clock. The place probably closed at 9 or 10.
Yeah, something like that.
And he's like, all right, y'all got to tell everybody to get the fuck out of here. So we like, the fuck is going on? He's like, it's a wrap. So we telling all the customers, all right, yo, we got to go. We've been taking orders all day. People, refrigerators got to go get delivered.
Yeah.
All of this shit. So we tell everybody to get out. District manager says, yo, we out of business. The company just filed for bankruptcy. He hands us checks for like $400. Regardless of what hours you work, whatever.
Yeah.
He's handing his checks. And he like, yo, cash them right now because tomorrow they ain't going to be no good. And I'm like, dog. So my whole store was in like the check cashing place next door. Niggas ain't even go to the bank. Yo. So, and I remember there was one customer who had paid like $800-$900 for this big fucking refrigerator. This was like 1998, 99 or something.
That was like one of those double door joints.
You know what I mean? And I said to them, yo, why don't you get it delivered now, or like the person had, somehow I was trying to pitch it to them, take this motherfucker now,
yeah,
before I knew they was going out of business. And the guy was like, nah, you know, we'll get it delivered, you know, on Monday, you know, just send it to us. None of them people never got their shit.
Oh, that's crazy.
They money was tied up. I used to get letters from them for years and years and years. You know, bankruptcy with a huge corporation like that, that's a, you know, multi-year process.
Yeah.
So people paid us all that money. We was taking people money and shit, and they ain't get none of their stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, rest in peace to American Appliance. I may edit all of that out. I don't know. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was ridiculous. It was,
you know,
getting
that happened to me with Ball came around. My man called me like, yo, this one Two Ways was really popular, right? Uh-huh. So my man called me like, yo, I know where we can get Two Ways from.
Work.
He's like, I got a homie that will hook us up. So I'm like, all right, bet. You know what I mean? So he come to the crib, me and my homie there, my homie Jay, shout out to him.
Shout out.
He down, that was my, apparently I forgot to turn my ringer off.
It's cool.
But I'm at the crib, me and my homie Jay, and his homie come through. So we there. He like, yo, he break the joints out. He give us fresh StarTech Motorola flip phone.
Word.
And Motorola two-way pages.
Mm-hmm.
The big black Johns, the black Johns and shit.
Uh-huh.
So we get our Johns, give them to us. We like, yo, what's the money? He was like, yo, I think we paid like whatever money up front. I don't remember. It was only a couple $100.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yo, we paid that shit up front. And he was like, yeah, they'll bill you or whatever. I never even saw the bill. Like, the bills never came or whatever. Shit. Then it was through WorldCom.
Ah, word.
And WorldCom was one of those first real big joints to fold.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, like, WorldCom, you saw the news, like, yo, WorldCom folded. My shit stopped working. Shit, everything cut off. And I just got a bill for, like, $3,000 at the crib.
Ooh, what?
And it was like, yeah, you owe WorldCom $3,000. They filed for bankruptcy. Like, nah. I was like, oh, nah. I don't owe y'all shit.
Nah. Like, nah, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And that was, like, back when shit was still, like, paper and shit.
Yeah.
Nah. Catch me if you can. Yeah,
exactly.
Nah.
Yeah, that probably, shit probably still on my credit, dog.
Yeah. Niggas not paying that shit off.
Motherfucker called me like, you know, when this shit pop, and you know, we like regularly, like big time and shit. Motherfucker's gonna call me like, yeah, We're calling to collect for WorldCom, like yeah,
for a two. You ask the person, the bill collector who calls you. You know what WorldCom did, ma'am? You know what they did? They sold two-way pagers. You know what a two-way pager is? If you don't, you don't have the grounds to collect on this debt.
They really don't, because it's probably some 19 or 20 year old person like calling. Listen,
I'm not paying shit that happened before 9/11.
No,
nah,
no.
Anything I did before 9/11, I'm not paying that shit.
Let me be honest with you. I really ain't trying to pay for shit that I did last week. So,
Trump at war.
Yeah.
Niggas not paying.
No, I'm not paying. I cut nothing. My bills off. Once Trump sent bombs away, I was like, yo, I'm not paying shit no more. I might be dead next week.
You know why? Also, because your bills and your taxes are funding the war.
Exactly. Stay woke. Yeah, stay woke.
Don't
see?
Pay.
Don't pay your shit. Bills because you. When you do, you pay for the. You pay for fucking war.
You're funding genocide.
Exactly.
If you pay your fucking.
You agree
bills.
With that? No, you don't. So don't pay your bills.
Come on.
That's a serious rap shit jewel for y'all.
It's a jewel. Interestingly enough, everyone's most learned hip hop scholar, DJ Vlad.
The superest, wokest dude in the world.
I mean, he knows, you know, everything there is to know about this culture.
Yeah.
He knows as much as someone who grew up in Siberia would know about hip-hop culture. Yeah.
Like, if he came, like, if an alien came here from another planet, they might have as much knowledge as DJ Vlad.
Yeah, they might. But, hey, my cat just walked in the room. Shout out to Mom Cat. But, yeah, yo, like Vlad was interviewing Lord Jamar, which I don't know if they're like roommates or whatever. I feel like Jamar comes downstairs and he's like, Yo, Vlad, man, you gotta clean the dishes, dog. Why you what's up with all the cat food around on the floor, dog?
Definitely looks like he just came. He just came downstairs every time he's interviewing.
Yeah, that couch is in their apartment.
Yeah, that's definitely in their crib.
They have like a moderately priced, you know, brownstone in Bushwick, and they just live together. But so Vlad was interviewing Lord Jamar of Brand Nubian fame.
Of Brand Nubian
for y'all young people who remember Brand Nubian, and they were talking about Black Thought.
Yeah.
Of the roots, you know, Philly's own, Philly's finest.
Yeah, Philly's
and
finest MC.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I always say to people,
present company not excluded, you know what I mean?
I don't rap, so I rap, but I'm not good. I always say to people, it's one of the three, me, you, or the cat.
Yeah.
one of the three of us. I always say to people that Reef the Lost Cause is the best MC in Philly.
Okay.
Black Thought is the best MC from Philly.
Okay. I could,
you know what
I
I'm
could,
saying?
Yeah, I could go with that. I definitely could go with that.
But, you know, the subject of Black Thought came up between Vlad and Lord Jamar. And Vlad said kind of like flippantly that Black Thought is not a top tier MC.
Yeah, he was just like, yeah.
It's so weird. Yeah, he was like,
he's not in my top. He was like, maybe in my top 50.
Wow.
I was like, fam, like.
So, like, 50 niggas? You got, like, Moni Love and Jaquan over Black Thought? Like, what's happening, Vlad?
Yo, that's insane. And like, listen, okay, if you don't have him in your top 10,
okay,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I can say.
You better. I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
If he's not in your top 10, you better have KRS, G-Rap. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you better have, like, some heavy hitter pioneers.
Him. Big Daddy Kane, Biggie,
it better,
blah, blah, blah.
It better not be no shake in
yeah,
that list.
Yeah, exactly.
No shake in that bag, nigga,
yeah.
At
so,
all.
So if you're going to do that, like, all right, cool. But top 50, and he was like, I don't know, maybe in my top 50. Definitely in my top 100 is what he said.
Tripping.
And when he named dudes, he was like, yeah, I mean, and then he named dudes, like, you know, he was like Big Daddy Kane, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
okay,
Nas,
that's cool.
You know, yeah.
I get it.
Hove, I guess you might put Hove over him.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, well, of course.
Depending on your style,
what you into.
What you like, you know what I mean? That makes sense. But he was like, J. Cole.
No.
And I was
No.
You immediately invalidated your argument.
No.
You immediately, like, you don't got to even love they, like, Thoughts music, right?
Yeah.
You don't even got to be a big Roots fan, right?
Yeah.
Just listen to the motherfucker spit.
Yeah. You're not telling me two niggas on the corner One of them is Black Thought. One of them is J. Cole. And you, yeah, you let them loose. Like, niggas let the pit bulls loose when, yeah, they fight. Let them loose against each other. You telling me Black Thought is not eating this nigga alive?
Yo, he would,
you tripping.
Destroy. Well,
I'm first, not even trying to disrespect Cole.
If he lets Cole go first, mm-hmm, he might put him to sleep.
He's going
to
fall asleep.
Yeah, I mean, like, he might put Black Thought to sleep. So,
the whole cypher is falling asleep.
Yeah, so he would put us all to sleep, and he would technically win because no one else was awake after that. He could just tell us he won.
Yeah. Come on, Vlad.
Yeah, and then he says T.I.
Now, Vlad, niggas, like, don't even know what...
I got T.I. ahead of him.
Nah, niggas don't even know what words T.I. be saying.
Yeah, dog.
T.I. don't know what words he be saying.
Exactly. T.I., you know what I mean? He got the dictionary out, and he gonna read you a bunch of words out of it, but...
T.I., niggas, and what's crazy, niggas used to kill LP and Company Flow,
yeah,
for the wordy shit, and like, oh, man, niggas rap like they got a dictionary out. T.I. is a far more egregious offender, yeah, than any New York backpack nigga in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, come, like, on. I ain't really fuck with T.I. since, like, Rubber Band Man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe I'm not the biggest, but he was not better than Rubber Band Man in that era of T.I. was probably best era of T.I.
Best T.I., yeah.
That bring him out.
Peak T.I.
Yeah, that's peak T.I., right? Yeah. He wasn't better than Thought then.
No. You know what it is, though? Black Thought... Because I've always said this long before, like, the Vlad commentary or whatever. I've always said this. Black Thought, the roots help him in his legacy,
yeah,
as an MC, and it hurts
his
standing as an MC. Because people, because Vlad was saying, like, oh, I can't put him up there with Nas. I can't put him up there with Jay-Z. If Black Thought would have put out a record in, you know, 1996 or whatever, without a band.
Yeah.
And would have just, you know, kept going through as a solo artist, you know, left to his own devices. There's no way you don't put him in that same sphere with those other cats. Now, he would have to have, like, achieved some popularity and fame and all of that in order to be considered. Because niggas not ranking, like, I don't know, it's like Biggie, Nas, Tupac, you're not throwing like Ox Skills or like Mr. Voodoo or like any of those,
yeah,
like,
exactly,
super backpack New York dudes who were dope. You're not throwing them in the mix, you know what I mean, with, you know, the Nas's and the Jay-Z's. So popularity means something in these kind of conversations. But I definitely think that being associated, being the front man of a hip hop band, it kind of skewers how we look at him.
Yeah, it definitely does, because I think it really, if you weren't into them, it made it easy to dismiss him as an MC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why niggas, I feel like niggas, like, over the past few years, especially since, like, he been on some shit, Black Thought, as far as spitting.
Yeah.
I think the last few years, since they've been doing, like, the talk show shit with, like, Jimmy Fallon and all, yeah, of that, he's been making it a point to show up on, like, Shade 45, the radio stations, all,
yeah,
of this,
exactly,
stuff, and show niggas, like, yo, I'm a monster. You know what I mean? I'm not saying Thought is one of my favorite MCs. He's earned that slot. Because he wasn't, like, top five to me in, like, 94, 95, 96. They just started out.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly,
what I mean? So he's kind of earned that slot. I don't put him over, like, the people that came before him, Kane, G-Rap, Rakim, because I just don't. You know, yeah, what I mean? That's a whole pantheon of MCs that, you know, laid it down for, like, him and everybody else. But niggas that's living right now, I don't know nobody can rap better than Bull. No. I don't know nobody that can rap better than him. I know a lot of motherfuckers that can rap.
Listen, if you're not into, like, you're just not into the Roots, whatever, you don't like they sound, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go listen to Super Lyrical.
Killed
off
it.
Big Pun, John.
Killed it.
He murders it. Right?
He was a youngin' then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go listen to Respiration, the Pete Rock remix.
Come on. Thought got so many verses. That shit.
I'm from the year round shootouts to summertime cookouts. Dog.
Come on.
He destroys that joint.
Yeah.
Like, go listen to them joints and tell me what you think after that.
The shit, I can't think of what Ghostface album it's on, but it's called In the Park. And it's Ghost, and he rhyming about, like, the park jams,
yeah,
and
yeah,
70s and all of that shit. And Thought comes in and does, like, the Philly version of it, and he's rapping about, like, after midnight and like riding around North Philly listening to Tough Crew.
Yeah.
And he's laying out like the history of hip hop in Philly. It's ridiculous. It's like a movie. It's like watching a film, especially if you're from here and you know it.
Yeah.
You know the culture.
Yeah.
He kills that shit. The verse he did with him, Raekwon, and Joey Badass.
Oh, yeah.
It's the elephant in the room created by image of a... Hold on. I fucked it up. It's the elephant in the room created by a collision of the sun and the moon. My sonogram was the image of a gun in the womb.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's probably one of the most slept on MCs ever.
Yeah, clearly, because DJ Vlad thinks... Yeah. There are 50 niggas on earth that rap better than him.
Listen, there's not 50 dudes on earth that rap better than him. I don't know if there's 10 dudes on earth that rap better than him.
Come on, not on some like face to face.
Yeah.
Put them on, you know.
And that's why these lists, like when you do list shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're so up in the air and so sketchy because it really comes down to personal taste.
Absolutely.
You know, your top 10, you and me have very similar tastes in hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar, like as far as what we like, right? Yeah. Our top 10 list will guarantee you will not be the same.
Absolutely, because Brian Austin Green is in mine.
Yes, so. Exactly. And I'm never getting close to my list. You know what I mean? Quavo's in my top 10.
Quavo.
Word. But no, like our list, they'll probably feature some of the same people.
Same people, yeah.
But
I know Black Thought is in both of ours.
Yeah, exactly. I know who else is not in both of ours. Eminem.
Fuck no. Yeah, niggas not fucking with you, Eminem.
No,
nah.
But like I think Thought is in his top 10. When he does his top 10, I think Thought's in there.
Thought killed that shit. The BET cipher where it was Primo,
Dog,
Mos, Black Thought, and Eminem killed that shit.
Yo, your favorite MC do not want to rhyme with Black Thought.
Yes.
Your favorite MC does not want to rhyme with him. Trust me.
You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just interesting. DJ Vlad, I'm not gonna go so far as to say he don't know hip hop.
Yeah.
Because of the Black Thought thing. I've seen like other stuff. And I know you can't know everything, but like elementary stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen like him kind of be like confused in his interviews about like basic hip hop historical knowledge. So I don't know. I question not the nigga credentials. I ain't like trying to pull nobody car, but I just wonder about him.
No, you know, I was watching a lot of the noisy shit on Vice.
Yeah, yeah.
I was watching Viceland. I had a bunch of them recorded, so I was watching them over the weekend. Hey, Viceland, why don't you let me and John here host Noisy, considering we actually know about music, as opposed to the dude you got on there.
They won't do it.
No. but yeah, like, why don't, you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to do stuff like that, you got to have at least some kind of, like, at least base knowledge to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, Vlad really does do that. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? He just fucks up like general knowledge shit sometimes.
Yeah. It's like confused about a lot
is
of shit.
Is he from down south, Vlad?
I thought that nigga was from Russia.
I mean, he might be. Like,
that
you know
nigga
what I mean?
From Siberia.
He's definitely like his name's Vladimir, I'm
he's
assuming.
He's from the Caucasus. Yeah. Like
yeah. He came straight out the Caucasus.
That nigga not from over here.
Yeah.
Nah.
When they got Wi-Fi over there, he started getting a signal and he was like
he made a mixtape.
Yeah. He was like, yo, I'm about to get on this hip hop shit.
Yeah. He went in the back and like cut down an ancient Siberian redwood.
Yeah.
And made a pair of turntables out of it.
And you know what? But you know what Thought is over everything? Thought's an artist. Like he's a rapper's rapper.
Absolutely.
Like when you talk to rappers, they'll tell you, oh yeah.
They're like, oh, that dude. Yeah.
He's a fucking beast.
Yeah.
But like to fans out in the world, he's not that dude.
He's a guy in a band.
Yeah,
which,
exactly.
You know, I understand that.
Yeah, and I mean the Roots also have a level of respect, which is like
their catalog is bananas. Their catalog is bananas.
Yeah.
Like so Thought, I feel like doesn't really get the credit for that. I don't know if people look at him like he's an instrument in the band.
Yeah, I think it's obviously Quest. Quest is like the face of them more than even though Thought is the front man.
Yeah, yeah.
Quest is more the face. I think part of it's just because Quest has like a more of like a booming personality for that kind of shit. Like he likes to do that kind of shit.
Yeah.
I don't think Thought really loves to do the interviews as much. Mm. And
he's like a laid back dude.
Yeah, definitely.
I've only met him, you know, once. He's like a laid back dude.
I think he's way more into that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Like he's more like I want to be in the background. I don't need to be like out doing, you know, I don't need all the focus on me.
Yeah.
Quest is more of a dude who likes that. He likes having the focus on him. Mm. So I think you're right. I think that kind of hurts him. Again, it's another setback to him. Whereas, like, being in the roots helps him. It also hurts him. Like, yeah. You know, it's a plus minus.
So then you get people out here saying he's not a top tier MC,
yeah.
Which is absurd.
Yeah, like, I can see if you're like, yo, he's not in my top 10 or he's not in my top 20. He's not, you know, he's not one of my favorite MCs.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's fine. I get that. But to say that, like, T.I. is better than him, that J. Cole is better than him.
Come
like,
on.
Are you saying that on a technical level?
What verse? They're
definitely not.
Yeah. What verse of J. Cole's?
Yeah, exactly, dog.
Cole World, no Snuggie? Come on, y'all.
Yeah, no.
Nah. Chill. Nah. But, yeah. You want to wrap up?
Yeah, we can already wrap up. Yeah.
Yeah. The moral of the story is we love Black Thought and fuck DJ Vlad.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah. Have you been listening to anything, checking anything
out?
Yeah,
I've been listening to a lot this week. So much that I actually didn't even get to some of the stuff that I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
I wanted to get to Smoke Diz's new record.
I still ain't hear the shit he did with Pete Rock.
I'm telling you, that's a really good joint. You should
sleeping,
go check that
out. Yeah, I'm sleeping.
But he got a new joint called Ringside 5. I just haven't got a chance to get to that. But I listened to the Freddie Gibbs record. We mentioned that last week. It's good. There's some really dope shit on there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a Freddie Gibbs fan, this is not the record to go listen to and be like, oh, I'm going to be a big Freddie Gibbs fan. It's Freddie Gibbs music. Like, you know what I mean? It's not doing anything like spectacular to like pull in new people. Mm-hmm. But if you fuck with Freddie Gibbs, this is a really good record.
Nice.
Like, you know what I mean? It's a good joint. AZ has a new joint out. Well, it's AZ, Prodigy, and Raekwon.
Raekwon, yeah.
It's just listed that way. It doesn't say specifically AZ's record or whatever.
Oh, shit.
AZ's just the first listed on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really dope record. Beats dope. They're all dope on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's going to be a new thing for AZ because, I mean, we've been waiting on Sugar Hill 2 for like 4 years.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
He's been talking about at least 2-3 years. He's been talking him dropping that joint. And I don't know if this is off of it. If it is, it's really dope. But yeah, check that out. It's called, it's called Save Them. That's real dope. Mm-hmm. French Montana has a new joint out called No Pressure, featuring Future.
Yeah,
it's just a record, but it's dope. It's real dope.
Yeah. You know? French Montana also has a standing beef with every single black woman on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna bring that up.
So yeah, good luck, my nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've seen how that plays out. Yeah. Good luck to you.
Exactly. I would not be surprised if he shut his Twitter down for a little while.
Come on, you got to get out.
Came back.
Got to get out.
Because he's gonna get dragged through up and down Twitter.
Absolutely.
Also, there was the bigger release, which is Joey Badass joint.
Yeah, yeah, Joey Badass. I skimmed it, you know what I mean? Some of it I liked, some of it I didn't like, you know?
He has the record, I think I talked about this before on an earlier podcast. He has a joint, Devastated, which is kind of like a Drake record.
It's a fake one dance.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Drake record. And he has he's got another joint that kind of sounds like a J. Cole record. And a joint where he features J. Cole.
So J. Cole won't get features, but he has no problem being featured.
Yeah, exactly.
Dog, you contradicting.
Yeah.
Contradicting,
He's a I like Joey Badass. Me and you've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with Joey Badass. I think he's a dope MC.
Yeah, yeah.
I fear he's becoming the dude who's really dope, who doesn't make good records.
Can't make an album. I mean, the first one was dope.
I didn't love Before the Dollars or whatever the fuck it was called.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of the mixtape.
Yeah, the mixtape was dope.
Yeah,
1999.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of when I said
that's
that.
That's real dope.
Yeah.
Before the Dollars I didn't like. And I mean, there was good stuff on. Again, it's always the thing with him. There's some really good stuff on there. And he spits. He can rhyme his ass off. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's not the ability aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still maybe trying to find his way in making songs.
Yo, he, like, the shit, what was it, the song he did? It was like 93 till infinity or 94 till infinity.
Yeah.
He was doing like this and sounded like he sounded like Double X Posse or something.
Yeah,
like, not going to be able to do it. Like, he was doing that kind of shit. But now he's doing like more like melodic, smooth kind of thing. See, I think he's just kind of finding
his way. I mean, he's young. I think he's only in his early 20s or something like that.
Yeah, I ain't know how to make no records when I was 20.
Nah.
You know what I mean? I thought I did. But
I pray no one ever finds my rhyme books from like when I was in my early 20s.
You know what I mean?
Like,
come on.
So, yeah, I would definitely, I'm willing to grow with him and wait for him to really find his groove and all that kind of shit. Like, because I know he can rhyme. And absolutely. I've heard him on shit. Like, he's got a mask off, freestyle over mask off.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy.
Killing it, yeah.
And so he can rhyme. It's not about ability with him. I think it's where he's trying to fit in, where he finds his vibe.
Yeah.
Because part of it is, too, like, for us, we grew up in the 90s or whatever. Mm. Just being able to rhyme like you're from the 90s isn't enough for me.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Maybe that's impressive to, like, younger people who grew up with, like, you know, Wayne and all that shit, that's what that sound is. And now it's, you know, now you got the Yachty's and Uzi and shit like that.
Yeah.
So, like, he's different from that. So, for a lot of people, it's like, oh, he rhymes like old school dudes, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's enough for them.
And there's a lot of young people, I feel like, there's a lot of 90s nostalgia just in the air and in the culture right now. I feel like a lot of young people are kind of pushed from older people.
Yeah.
Because I've seen kids, I'm thinking of this group of young men in particular. I saw a video of them. I can't think of their names. But they were rhyming, and they were all dressed like the youngsters.
Okay.
And they were rhyming like, Cruise Pop is there, pop. Like that era youngsters. And they had like the Tim boots, and they were doing you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
how Foosh Nickens used to do the hand. Y'all can't see, but
no,
we're doing
the
Foosh Nickens dance. You know what I mean? So I feel like, and like all the like old niggas on my Facebook feed were like, see,
this is the real hip hop.
No mumble rap. But it's like, dog, it sounds just like the youngsters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hear niggas that sound just like Hiro now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I don't want that. You know what I mean? I want young people to express, take, you know, what you want to take from that era. That's
build
cool.
on that.
Yeah. Build on it and expand on it. I think Joey's trying to do that.
I definitely do, because with tracks like the John Devastated, because the John Devastated is not bad. It's not a bad song.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's definitely, you can hear him going like, all right, well, this is the way, like, this Drake wave was on this, so I'm going to try and make my own type of record like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can hear it in there that he's talented dude. He's a fucking talented dude.
Uh-huh.
I just don't, like, listen, dude, just because you rhyme like you're from the 90s doesn't equate, like, that's not enough for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I need you to make better records. And I think he's on his way to doing that, because he has records that I like.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, that's like just not enough.
Shit with him and Styles, I like.
Yeah, that's a really good record. I think it's called Land of the Free. I think that's what it's called. That's a really good record. There's some really good records on there.
Yeah.
I think he's just trying to find his wave. And when he does, I think he'll be really good. Like, I think he could be a really good MC. You know
absolutely.
I mean? He's doing it independently, apparently, or whatever. He's not with no major or nothing. So.
Yeah, Troy Ave tried to shade him. Like, oh, nigga, you. So I think he's on like one of those independents that's really not independent.
Yeah, yeah,
you
exactly.
know what I mean? But, you know, Troy Ave, you get your shit together.
Don't
worry about that, dude.
From Troy Ave.
It's crazy.
He has one record on there that's. The craziest beat is insane.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't rhyme over it.
Really?
He's telling you 4 minutes long. He's telling you a story of him getting robbed, but it's just him talking, not rhyming.
What?
It's half of it's about him gloating how he had a red Maserati that he was driving around New York, and then it talks about him getting shot and robbed.
Jeez.
But he's not rhyming. It's literally 4 minutes long of him just talking.
Yeah, my nigga, I need you to rap on these beats.
Yeah, exactly. Like. Yeah, it's not a bad. That joint's not even that bad. I listened to that a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I brought it up on the podcast, but it was like I literally heard that was like he's not. I'm waiting for the soul to kick in.
That's like what's the joint? What's the Cam joint where he told the story? Is like that's my man E. We'll get the E later.
Oh yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Or who the fuck is he dissing on that shit? Is he dissing like Nas?
I think so.
He's like, yeah, you know, and Wiz, you know, the Uchiwali kid.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That
yeah,
joint,
yeah.
When that came out, I was like, yo, this beat is crazy. When Cam gonna rhyme with it? He's just like talking. I'm like,
yo.
We got to do one where it's like we got to do a beef episode, but then we got to do an all Dipset beef, like a Dipset beef family tree.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because it becomes eternal. Like,
absolutely.
The tree starts fighting itself.
Yo, they don't have like that warrior code where it's like, nah, my comrades are my comrades. No. All them niggas have dissed each other.
Yes.
At some point.
Yes.
So yeah, we gotta hit them with that. Like a whole Dipset episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just do it. Yeah, maybe I don't. We'll open up the floor and ask y'all what y'all feel about it. Maybe we do a Dipset episode. I don't know. I don't know if that'll be weird, but you know, whatever.
I mean, it's our podcast. Do what we want.
Do what we want. We just ask.
They gonna listen because we don't.
Regardless, they gonna listen to this content. But yeah, you want to wrap up? That's it.
You can definitely wrap up. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Did you have anything else you've been listening to?
I ain't been listening to shit. Like I said last week, I'm gonna find something new to listen to talk about for next week. But yeah, really, all I've been like,
well, supposedly Kendrick's joint comes out next week.
Right, I'm definitely listening to that shit.
Yeah. So
yeah, but yeah, fuck with us on iTunes, Stitcher.
Yo, can you please rate and review us on iTunes? I don't want to beg every week, but it actually helps if you love us and you fuck with us. Write a review and rate us on iTunes because then that gets us out to more and more people. And follow us and shit like that on all the other, on SoundCloud, on Stitcher, and all that shit.
Don't y'all want to have other fans to argue with in our comments and talk shit to?
Exactly.
Help us out and rate and review us on iTunes, it'll happen.
Don't you want to see us get really big and rich and then stop doing the podcast because we've moved on to bigger and better things?
Don't you want to see us get rich and stop fucking with y'all?
Yeah.
I'm not going to name the nigga, but
expose him.
Lissa was telling me she was walking with her homie and they saw a dude who's, you know, he round the way bald, but he done popped off a little bit. And the nigga hit him with the, hey, what's up, y'all? Threw up the John Lennon peace sign. It's like, dog, I pray for the day when I'm that popping where I can see niggas and be like,
can't wait.
peace, y'all. How y'all doing?
I'm not even going to say peace. I'm just going to peace. Just walking
past. Just keep walking past. But yeah, you know, we're going to be back. This one, we're doing it on a Sunday. Some different circumstances happened, so we had to tweak the formula or whatever. But yeah, this one's going to go up on Tuesday as usual.
Normal. Yeah.
And
this will give John a little more time to edit.
I got time to edit. Got time to do other shit. Yeah. Got time to pet my cat, who's right here on the table, chilling with us. But yeah, we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace.
Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.